via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go to the phone calls. It's Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that certain members of my family got gift cards for Christmas, and these were Amazon.com gift cards.
Oh,
and they wanted to use my computer to go on the Internet to buy stuff from Amazon.com. I said, hey, wait a second. We can go to Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Excellent.
Okay, so that way that there's the commission there, and then load, start putting stuff in the shopping cart. It says, you know, if you want, you can click here and apply for the Amazon.com credit card, and we'll give you $30 towards this order.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then, I mean, the drawback is that this would be, you know, an item on the credit bureau inquiry and an item on your credit report if you go to apply for another loan. But it is, you know, $30 worth of free stuff, and you get a commission on it. But the other good news I wanted to point out is that back on Thursday, the 17th, down in Chesapeake, Virginia, a cop got himself gunned down in a drug raid, and 2 days later, a Border Patrol agent in California got run over and killed by some drug smugglers. Mm. So, you know, the government paid a price last week for waging the war on drugs.
Well, the government didn't pay the price. You and I did.
I mean, didn't pay anything. The cops did. I mean,
we're going to have to pay their salary. You know, there's grieving family members out there, and we're going to have to pay, you know, some kind of stipend to those family members for the loss of their loved ones, that kind of thing. I mean, yeah, they were enforcing bad laws, and that's, you know,
they would
good.
Be alive today were it not for this insane war on drugs.
Yeah.
So you park in a crosswalk, you pay the price with cash. You impose drug laws, you pay the price with cops.
There you go, Tom. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. And thanks for shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231, because if you do shop through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. 800-259-9231 to New York City. WCBSTV.com reporting, sure you want to eat that fat-laden burger? The Board of Health is hoping to shock New Yorkers into eating healthier by requiring thousands of restaurants to display calorie information front and center. If you like McDonald's, Burger King, or even Starbucks, get ready for something new that may affect what you buy there. Starting in a couple of months, the next time you chow down, if you're in New York City, on a Big Mac or even a Starbucks latte, you're going to know exactly how many calories you're getting. On Tuesday, the Board of Health passed a regulation that requires restaurant chains, get this, with 15 or more locations nationwide to display calorie information on their menus and menu boards.
So they're just going after the big
boys.
Yeah, the big food companies, and they're leaving anyone, you know, the little guys free
right,
of
some
the
greasy spoon. That you're not going to have any idea what the calorie count is there.
But, you know, it's just, for one thing, you know, what I'm thinking is some people are going to want this calorie information, which... It makes me wonder how many people want it because the companies have not provided that up till
now.
That's
not true. It's just not on their menu
board.
Right,
it's not up there.
You can walk in any
of these locations. This particular service they want, and the companies have not yet provided it, so it makes me think that very few people want it. But those people will likely just go to the big boys now because that service will be in place. And
you think this will help the big boys?
In some cases it will. In some cases
it
will hurt them.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was questioning, why are they targeting them? Why are they targeting chains with 15 or more locations?
Clearly anti-large business legislation.
So they believe it will harm their business then in some way.
They don't really care whether it harms them or not. They're just putting another arduous
just another regulation.
Right.
Okay, jump through this hoop. And they set the arbitrary number at 15.
And, you know, I'd like to say about calorie information is not a full picture of what you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
There are calories in fat, there are calories in protein, there are calories in carbohydrate. Your body processes those calories, those caloric types of food in different manners.
If it's calories coming from fat versus calories coming from sugar versus calories coming from
protein.
What's the other one? Protein. it's all different.
Sure, you can eat egg whites, and that'll be a certain amount of, I think it's nine calories per gram or something like that. I can't even remember. Mm-hmm. But you can eat egg whites and, to a certain calorie extent. 100 calories of egg whites versus 100 calories of donuts, and which is like a quarter of a donut. and you're getting something entirely different.
Got it. Well, again, the Board of Health has decided to pass this regulation. McDonald's customer Michelle Guanaluisa said, "I really think it's a good idea that people do that because therefore you're just more aware of what your child eats."
It is a good idea, Michelle, but it could be arduous and it shouldn't be legislated. I like the idea that it's going to be up there, but I don't know if you've been to McDonald's. Pretty much the menu spans the entire area where all the registers are.
Yeah.
They sell enough food, enough different types of food at McDonald's that they pretty much need to use that whole area. Now what are they going to do? Wrap it around the building?
I don't know, man. They're gonna require. I don't know exactly how this is going to play out. But they are going to require the calorie count be listed on the menu. So what you might see is two sets of numbers. You might see the price, and then you might see the calories next to that.
Now, what's that going to do for somebody who doesn't have the most firm grasp of English?
Yeah.
Or somebody who's coming in from some other place that's not New York City. Suppose I go in there, I'm just a hayseed from Key, New Hampshire, yuck, yuck, yuck. And I go in there and I don't know what CALs are. Can I pay in
cows?
What are cows? This ain't some kind of foreign currency, is it? Do I need to have cows and dollars to pay?
$1,500?
I better turn around and go someplace else.
Well, she says she thinks it's a good idea. And by the way, if you really care that much about how many calories you're getting, all of these companies, these big corporations, all you have to do is ask for an information booklet,
yep.
And they will give you calorie information and more in many cases.
Well, out the wazoo. And you know, it's that other information that's far more important.
Right. Right now, obesity and diabetes are the only major health problems in New York City that are getting worse, according to WCBS-TV.
So these legislators are going to pass laws that are going to take care of it.
Here's what Lynn Silver from the Department of Health had to say. Only about half of our daycare and school-age children are at a healthy weight, and in some neighborhoods, two-thirds of adults are overweight or obese.
Now, what happens if this legislation doesn't stem the tide of obesity and what's the other one? I'm sorry.
Being overweight?
No, that's what obesity is. The blood sugar one. I can't remember.
Oh, diabetes?
Diabetes. What if it doesn't stem the overwhelming tide of
diabetes?
We're
going to have to mandate salads.
Right. That's what's next.
Well, Subway customer Jack
Bellow.
The
only thing you can have is a lean turkey sandwich and a salad for lunch.
Apparently, Subway voluntarily last year started listing its calorie count on its menu board.
That's because Subway, their selling point is their calories and that kind of thing. I mean, they are sort of the low-fat alternative, and that's great. I want that out there as an alternative. Sometimes I eat at Subway. Sometimes
right.
I eat at McDonald's.
Well, and what you might have found is that if the New York City Department of Health had let the market take its go on its own and just see what happened, you might find that Subway putting the calorie count up on their menus encouraged other businesses to say, we better hop to it and put our calorie count up there too. And if not, the calorie-conscious consumers could go and patronize Subway and bring them business instead.
You know, and it so often happens in the marketplace that, when the market's ready to do something, like put calories on the menu for whatever reason, Subway decided to do it. It began, and then somebody's going to go in competition with Subway, and they're going to say, well, we can't have them having it and us not having it, that kind of thing. Then it works better. It's voluntary. It doesn't, everybody gets choices. Whereas when the government gets involved, somebody says, somebody in government has a good idea, and, like this, and they say, let's implement this, and they pass the law rather than letting the marketplace go about it. This happens so often,
right. And
it's just wrong. It forces everyone into a scenario that they wouldn't have had to have been in.
Well, it's clear that the government owns your menu. If you are in the business of providing food to other people, you don't even own your menu space anymore. Before you know it, the government's going to be putting up warnings up there. That's what's probably coming next, is warning, high sugar content.
What about my freedom as a consumer to have a menu that isn't overladen with this calorie information? Now, I'll grant you it's a strange little freedom, but it should be mine. I should be able to say, you know what, I don't want to know that calorie information because I'm fat, I'm going to get fatter, and I don't care.
800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now, you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, romance. You, your honey, and your SUV out for a night on the town. During dinner, she steals your heart. Ah. But wait, that's not all that's stolen. When I come back, I'll give you the facts. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals. Like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Could be, as you woo one love tableside, someone else is busy with your other love curbside. Yes, 1.6 million vehicles are stolen each year. That's one every 20 seconds. Top targets? SUVs and sports cars. And if they're under 5 years old, in a city over 250,000, bullseye. So if you're an LUV with your SUV, protect it from unwanted cupids with warning or immobilizing devices, tracking systems, and good old common sense. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Scotch Shop Towels by Kimberly Clark.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, and they include the wiki. Over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days? Without permanently changing your diet, check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. And since we're talking about nutrition stuff, I was thinking, you know, this 25 pounds, it's going to vary for everybody. I mean, if you're
that's why they say up to.
Yeah, if you're a younger guy, likely you can lose 25 pounds in 9 days. You know, if you're more sedentary or, you know, whatever the factors are, it'll be less. But losing weight is losing weight.
800-259-9231. So the New York City Board of Health has decided to regulate restaurant chains with 15 or more locations nationwide and force them to display calorie information on their menu boards and in their menus. And this will be going into effect within a couple of months. This guy makes just an absolutely outlandish claim. By the way, the New York State Restaurant Association is against the idea, saying many restaurants already supply nutrition information. But the New York City Health Commissioner, Dr. Thomas Frieden, says, well, this will result in about 150,000 fewer people becoming obese in the next 5 years and would prevent at least 30,000 people from getting diabetes. What? Did I miss something? I actually went back and made sure I didn't miss a paragraph in the story. Is he saying that putting calorie information on a menu board is going to result in less people getting fat and people not getting diabetes? What is he smoking? What are you talking about?
Well, maybe it would result in some people getting less fat and fewer people getting diabetes. Perhaps that information could be helpful in that arena, but to quantify it is what I think is just the most outlandish part. He has no idea how many people are going to be in any way served by this.
Right,
and I suspect once people are forced to see it, once it's everywhere, they're not going to pay as much attention to it because, well, you know, it's everywhere.
Right, there are those numbers again.
It's like those yellow speed limit signs that are suggestion. Who cares?
Yeah. He's claiming that this change will result in all these things happening, but just putting numbers on a menu board doesn't necessarily mean anything's going to change. There may be some people that have... And remember, we're talking about fast food consumers here, for the most part. I mean, that's for the most part who this is going to affect, because most restaurants don't have a whole bunch of locations. Really, it's more fast food.
Right, and this is for menus that are displayed menus?
All menus.
Okay.
All menus. Display and in your hand, take home, take out menus. It requires people to change their behavior, and presuming that an individual is going to change their behavior in a more healthy manner simply because there are now numbers on the menu board, I think is quite a leap of faith, yeah, in my opinion. You're dealing with fast food consumers that they want their Big Mac, and most of them aren't really too concerned with how many calories are in their Big Mac. If they were concerned with that information, they wouldn't be in McDonald's ordering a Big Mac in the first place.
Right. I think when it comes to Big Macs, and I order one at, probably once every other week or something like mm-hmm. that. I do like a Big Mac now and then. I think that you could put made with depleted uranium and acid. It wouldn't make a difference. People that want a Big Mac have eaten Big Macs all their lives and want a damn Big Mac.
Right. So, again, it requires people to change their behavior, and that is not going to change it.
Well, I have changed my behavior when it came to Big Macs. If you order a Big Mac without the shredded lettuce, then the little special sauce doesn't get on the shredded lettuce and fall onto your shirt. So just get your Big Mac without shredded lettuce. Who needs that vegetable stuff anyway?
But then you're getting more calories from the special sauce, right? If it doesn't fall on your shirt.
Because it's not falling on your shirt, but you're taking care of that with all that awful lettuce that you've gotten rid of.
So I'd love to hear from you, especially if you're in New York City and you want to chime in on just some of their asinine regulations that they've got going on there. Of course, this is in addition to the trans fat ban. I mean, as you may recall, last year, New York City has banned the use of trans fats in chain restaurants.
Why don't they just shut down the fast food restaurants? Or the ones that have 15 locations
or more.
Yeah.
Just amazing to me. 800-259-9231. Let's jump into the email box, Mark. You had something that you wanted to share with
us. Yeah, I'm chomping at the bit to read this one in particular.
All right, go for it.
This one's from Landon. Mark, while in deep discussion with a liberal friend about the economics of a free market society, I seem to be winning the arguments he put up in front of me. By the way, the point isn't to win the arguments. The point is to win over the person making the arguments. Crushing your opponent is something that should be done on the radio.
Yeah. Leave that to the professionals, Landon.
Winning the argument he put in front of me, because we can make at least fools of ourselves, if nothing else.
Right.
winning the arguments that he put in front of me, because I was answering the questions and explaining the differences between the economy now and what it would be like in a free society.
Okay.
However, once he brought up the subject of utility companies, I couldn't come up with an answer to satisfactorily satisfy all of his questions. He posed the question, what would keep the utility companies, which usually have a monopolistic status in a given geographical area,
by government approval, of course.
Right, and they have restrictions by that same government.
That's true.
For how much they can charge per kilowatt hour or whatever it is that they do. They have all kinds of restrictions, and they have this monopoly privilege.
Right.
We keep them fair and honest in satisfying their customers. As he pointed out, because he is in the business of construction and happens to know the cost of installing each utility systems, he argued that for someone to build a completely new system could be a multi-million dollar project. Like, for instance,
That kind of money.
Right. If you wanted to put in a power plant or something like that.
That might even cost $1 billion. Only government. Oh, wait, no, there are plenty of multi-billionaires and millionaires out there that could finance these things.
Sure. But it does come down to a scenario of, is it worth building it?
Will the marketplace sustain the competition?
Right. So in areas where it's not so rural, obviously there'd be enough people that competition would work. And, somebody could come in and compete and offer a better service, perhaps take a good segment of the pie. Let's see, it'd be so expensive that the competition would be very difficult and doesn't make much sense to have three different water mains on a particular street. What's your solution or an idea regarding this situation?
There's different utilities to look at. And
right, let's look at electricity just because that's probably the most important one. At the very least, when it comes to water, you can dig a well.
In most places,
In most places. But
if not, you shouldn't be building there.
You know, at one point the government, And some people would say that some people are so poor that they live out in the middle of nowhere and they have to be given these things as a subsidy. At one point, that was really true. When we lived in an agrarian society, largely agrarian society or more agrarian society, Roosevelt instituted the rural electrification program or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was called. It's the New Deal's Rural Electrification Administration.
Got it.
The idea was to get electricity to everybody, and I think by the time Lyndon Johnson was around, they were doing pretty good on that. For one thing, it's an example of how the government steps in when things were getting handled. I've got before 1936, a small but growing number of farmers installed small wind electric plants. These generally used 40 volts of DC generator to charge batteries in the barn. The basement was enough to provide lighting, washing machines, and some kind of limited well pumping or refrigeration. So the marketplace was taking care of this before Roosevelt decided, in the middle of a depression, to make sure that everybody everywhere had electricity.
There's much more to this story, though, in this question. It's an important question, and we can continue discussing it with your input as well at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus with a special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. They include the updates. If you get signed up, we keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Go to libertydollar.org. We're talking about a very good question and an important one, and one that inevitably when one talks about the free marketplace or reducing the role of government in our lives, someone's going to come up with, someone's going to ask this question. So it's important to really explore it, I think, to a full extent. The issue is utilities, basically. And the question is, well, how would it work without government really lording over the utility lines and the water lines and those the things that we have hooked up to our houses? We know that today it doesn't work so well because the government has granted monopolies to certain companies, and we might actually see more competition in the absence of these government monopolies. We might see a second power company. There are places in this country where that is an option, where there are actually two power companies. We've had a listener write in to tell us about it.
It could happen.
Right. So there may be more, not only would there be more probably choices in the marketplace without this government regulation, the prices, of course, would then drop as well. But what about the people in rural areas? It's easy to say, oh, yeah, there'd be two power companies in a city, in an urbanized area with a large amount of people to compete over as far as their business is concerned. But what about the people living out in the boondocks? What about them? Who's going to take care of them, Mark?
Well, you know, and that's really the issue is whenever you try to take care of somebody with the government, you fail and largely you hurt everyone. Now, I can see the concern with you know, the way things used to be with the Rural Electrification Administration or whatever that the FDR put together. And I'm not saying I thought it was, I think it's a good idea. I think it was a bad idea, and that the marketplace was solving that. And there were certainly people that were living on farms out in the middle of, you know, eastern Kentucky or something that didn't have power. And probably, you know, Keene, New Hampshire, where we are, was we weren't the first place to get electricity.
Right.
It was relatively unpopulated at that point. And, you know, the marketplace was taking care of it, but it wasn't going fast enough for everyone, so the government had to set up this Rural Electrification Administration in the middle of a depression, by the way, to make sure that everybody who didn't live where electricity was got it.
Right, because you have a right to power, see?
Well, you know, if they really wanted electricity, see, they could have just picked up and moved to some place that had electricity.
Exactly. I'm sorry, if you want to live out in the boonies, if you want to go and be a farmer, or whatever your reason for living away from society and the urban areas are, then you take that risk.
And
you understand you may not be able to get all the services one gets. You're going to be moving out kind of to the boonies here in a little while, and you can't get high-speed internet. Well, do you have a right to broadband?
I can, but it's the marketplace is supplying it as opposed to the government. And this is happening with...
Well, you get satellite?
Right, you can get satellite. It's not as fast.
It's okay, but it's not cable modem, and it's not DSL. Shouldn't you have a right, Mark, to get 8 megabits downstream?
I don't think... no, you don't. No, I don't. No, I don't have a right to
that. But before you know it, the government is going to be making claims like that. Before you know it, the government is going to be saying, we need broadband in every single home in America.
They're pretty much on a local level, they're doing it. They're trying to coerce companies, you know, phone companies and cable companies into doing just that. And
like with the municipal broadband, the Wi-Fi, those things?
Plus, they're just making it part of their contracts. You know, I bet you with the sale of, right here in New Hampshire, they're going to sell... like they're trying to sell Verizon to some other company, and I think that will probably be a criteria of the sale. That, well, you can't sell your company to somebody else unless you provide DSL to everybody within 10 years or, you know, make that promise or whatever. And then they'll make the promise, and then maybe they'll fulfill it. You know, this is what's ludicrous. Now, let me tell you...
fulfill it or we'll take it over. Oh, my God.
Now, I used to live in Sarasota, Florida, which is... and it was one zip code over from one of the richest zip codes in the United States, Longboat Key. It costs more money to get water from mainland Sarasota out to Longboat Key.
Mm-hmm.
They paid the same for their water that I did. Now, because it's a municipal operation, that utility is,
right.
I'm subsidizing the rich people. And this is what's happening all the time. Because somebody wants to live at the top of a mountain, have a beautiful view, they have, they get their electricity at the same kilowatt hour as anybody else, even though it costs all kinds of money to run poles and that kind of thing out
there.
A lot of times, if it's more than 300 feet or whatever, the utility company will make you pay for the poles and the line. But anyway...
it still costs money to transmit the power out there.
It does. There's less money in providing services out there. Don't you think a rich person on the top of a mountain who demands electrical service should have to pay for what it costs
Absolutely.
To deliver that electrical service?
Whatever the market will bear it, sure.
And, you know, and this is what we're doing with our current utility situation. We're subsidizing rich people who want to live in the very best locations, which are usually remote.
Right.
In some way or another, whether they're on the side of an ocean or whether they're on the top of a mountain or whether they're on the edge of a canyon or wherever it is that they are, these aren't good, flat pieces of land that have a nice aquifer you can drill to and are, you know, close to other houses. Rich people don't want to live in close proximity to other people. They don't want that. So that's what we're currently doing with our utility situation is we're subsidizing the very rich. If we left utilities to the marketplace, then the rich would have to pay their fair share. And the
poor, the first time ever.
In the same way that everything else trickles down to the poor, you know, at one point airline travel was only for the very rich and wealthy. Now you can get a ticket from here to Sarasota, Florida for $69. I know, I've done it. Anybody can travel on an airline. Why? Because so many rich people did in the past. And, you know, made the technology more and more available. Now the technology is available enough that people can do so. That's how the marketplace works. That's what's fair. That's what's voluntary.
Absolutely. And let's also look at, let's just say somebody who's relatively poor or even middle class wants to move out into the boonies. Again, I don't, I'm sorry, it's not my responsibility to provide that person with power and water and these other services. It's not. Maybe I'll feel sorry for them or something and want to help them if they're really poor. I could do that on a voluntary basis, yep, and that'd be fine. But I have no responsibility to them for that. So if they're choosing to go out there, then they either have to make a deal with the power company, make a deal with the whoever's providing the water, or come up with some alternative options. And the fact is, the marketplace does have alternatives. If the power company says, nah, we don't want to run lines out to you, go and get yourself solar panels. Go and get yourself a wind, you know, a wind generation, power generation, windmill. That's the word.
Yeah, there's, you know, you can get by with less power. There's a popular mechanics series that they're running where the guy lives in someplace rural Vermont, where he essentially is living on, he's off the grid completely.
Right.
And there's plenty of people off the grid. He's doing it cheaply. They're living on very little, and it seems to be working. And, yeah, solar panels do cost a lot of money. But you don't have to run every light in your house, and you don't have to have electric heat. There's all kinds of different ways that you can get by. Yes, you know, some of these alternatives are expensive. But in comparison to, you know, paying for, you know, actually getting the lines out there, it might be the best alternative for you.
So there are alternatives in the marketplace, and in the absence of all of the government regulation that surrounds providing people with power and water and these other services, we may even see more more development. We may see more innovation. I mean, before you know it, we might have little coal fusion devices to power our properties from, where we wouldn't, where we'd have to, where being hooked up to the grid would be an ancient kind of a concept. We'd be looking back and saying, "Hey, Mark, remember when we had to be dependent on this power company for power? Well, now we've got this little cold fusion box. You just flip it on, it goes forever. Pour in some water, and poof, you've got power."
It's absolutely possible.
Yeah, those technologies are definitely in development, and if they were in demand more so, then we might see some advancement in those areas sooner rather than later.
This particular area just gets me so upset that the people think that they need to vote or that the politicians need to save them in the area of electricity and water.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control here on your airwaves toll-free. Make them yours.
800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link results in Free Talk Live getting a percentage of your purchase. In fact, we were just talking about these alternative options for powering your home and getting water. For instance, digging a well is an option. So whether or not there's a water company around, you can still get water out of the earth. Whether or not there's a power company around, you can still get power from the wind and the sun. In fact, if you want to get yourself some of these supplies, believe it or not, Amazon's got them. Amazon.freetalklive.com. In fact, I'm looking right now. The guys in our chat room posted this. There's a 12-volt, 400-watt wind generator for less than $500 with free Super Saver shipping. I don't think that comes with the pole. But still, the generator itself.
Poles are in high supply, low demand.
Yeah.
You can get a pole. Now, I don't know how high every municipality has a different rule on poles. And for instance, I live on a wooded lot. I'm not sure how high that pole would have to go, and if I need tension wires and that kind of thing to get this dealy running. But it's pretty cool.
They've got solar panels too, all there at Amazon.freetalklive.com. So
when it comes to this utilities thing we were talking about. Electricity and water are one thing. I can see why people would make the argument that those things are necessary. But why in the world does the local municipality have to regulate which cable company I get, which telephone service I get?
I don't know. It must just go back to the good old boy network and protecting your politically favored buddies.
I think it's more about the lines. Oh my God, we wouldn't want a second pair of cable lines running around here.
Doesn't make sense. If a company was willing to foot the bill for that, then why wouldn't they want that?
But the electrical lines are ugly.
Okay, now one more pair is going to make a difference.
Right.
I don't really.
Well, mostly it would just be on the same pole.
Yeah, so I don't really. So I think it's more about political favoritism than anything else. And just back to one other point on this, moving out to the boonies is not a right. It's not. And you really have to be able to afford to do it. If you want to take your trailer and you're dirt poor and move out to the boonies, you should not have an expectation that people are going to run and jump to your aid to provide you to run miles and miles of wire or miles and miles of piping to go out to your location. You just can't expect that. I don't expect that. Does anyone expect that? I can't afford to move out into the boonies if I had to, run cable and run power lines out to where I am. I can't afford to do solar and wind right now. I just don't have the assets to be able to make that investment. So therefore, I live in the city, and it's fine. So when you've got enough money to move out into the boonies, then great. Go and set yourself up. Live off the grid. I don't really understand why anyone else thinks, why anyone would think that the community has some obligation, that other individuals have an obligation to take care of you. They don't. In fact, one other thing. Roads are another issue, right? Because if you're going to move out to the middle of nowhere, you've got to be able to get your stuff there, right? Well, what about the roads? Well, did you know that back before government took control of many of the roads in this country, there were thousands and thousands of privately owned roads? In fact, many of the roads were constructed with no intention of making a profit, like the roads that were going to very, very little, just going out to a few people's houses. They didn't think they were going to make money on that. So what they did was they pooled their money together to be able to purchase these roads. They did hold stock in the road as a result, because they were the owners of the road, but they never made any money off of it, and they knew it in advance. They knew in advance they weren't going to make money. It was just to get from point A to point B. And people, believe it or not, voluntarily, on their own volition, decided to contribute to those efforts. Isn't that a shocker? When people, when left alone, are able to voluntarily organize themselves in different ways to get things done. Who would have thought? 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Lee in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Lee. You got to turn down your radio, my friend. Lee? He dropped his phone.
Awesome.
He'll come back. All right. Lee?
Hello?
Hey, there he is. You're there.
There he is. He had to turn his radio off.
Okay, yes. So yeah, what's on your mind?
I figured you'd appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I lived in Eastern Oregon, and one of my mechanics, his dad was the chief head dude for the service crew. And in the early 80s, there were several companies right in from Portland East that went developed basically 5,000-watt wind generators. Columbia Gorge isn't the sailboard capital of North America because they don't have wind.
Because
well, that's pretty
capital?
Cool. His dad says, we got that cured. I said, what? Yeah, we charge you a $5,000 hookup fee for service in your account. Basically, the wind generator at 5,000 watts could produce more power than most people would use.
Really?
So, yeah, they made it mandatory to where the power company then had to buy it back. Now, this was a co-op. We had a people utility district here in Montana. It's a co-op, same difference. It means there's kind of non-profit. But if they make a profit, everybody kind of gets a raise, you know. These guys made darn good money. Didn't matter what your position was. Secretary was making $20 an hour. You can imagine what the linemen were making.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's the way they handled it. It was going to be pain in their rear end. So we just arbitrarily came up with the fact to hook up to our services will cost you $5,000. Well, that kind of took all the fun out of having a wind generator. But, you know, that place averaged 15 to 30 mile an hour winds 300 days a year.
I have to say I'm a little confused at this point, Lee. You're saying that there is a, if you were moving out into this area, the power company would charge you $5,000 to get hooked up to the grid.
Yeah, to run your meter backwards. See, that's the whole thing. If you produce more power than you're using, let's say I'm at work, nothing's on in the house, but the wind's blowing. You know, I'm producing 5,000 watts of power. That feeds into my meter backwards.
Right.
So then they have to technically pay you for the power that you're generating because you now become a what they call a mini power generator.
And so they offset that, what they have to pay you, by getting $5,000 from you up front?
Yep. Just
hey, wait. One more thing. Was it mandatory that you hook up to the power grid?
Just to have it to your house.
So it was mandatory by law?
You put it in your backyard. It didn't matter if it went into your meter. They own the meter. And you can't buy your own meter. So now you get to pay them $5,000 for the privilege of generating power to support yourself. The exception
but that's
would
only
be,
if you're on
if
the
you
grid.
Were
wait
really
a minute,
rural.
One point of clarification. I'm still confused on something. What if you weren't on the grid at all? Were they forcing you to hook up to the grid?
No, it's only if you were
in town.
If within. You had an existing service that came from
got
their
it.
Power lines to your home.
So if you wanted to hook up a windmill to existing service, they'd charge you $5,000.
Yeah.
Oh, what a scam.
Kind of, like I said, took all the fun out of putting in your own power meter.
Yeah, and, I
can imagine.
They
tried it with solar, but they got nixed on that for
some
reason.
Well, if you're going to be putting up a windmill, you probably should be out of town anyway. You probably should be out in the boonies, and then it won't be a big deal.
They only had a 7 or 8 foot blade stand on them. They weren't very big.
Lee, as always, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate the story. Just amazing. 800-259-9231. And since it's the government monopoly, then you don't have any other options. They get to charge you whatever they want to, right?
Yeah, it's silly. I just don't understand. You know, I mean, people, the idea is to incentivize people to get these windmills and that kind of thing. Then they, you know, by law, force the power company to buy the electricity back at whatever retail rate is, so they don't want it at that because they're in the business of producing electricity,
sure.
Damn it. They don't want to buy yours at retail rate. So how do they offset that, the possibility that you're going to produce a whole bunch of electricity and become your own little mini electric company?
Yeah.
Well, they charge you $5,000 to hook up a windmill. Why? Well, because the government got involved.
Yeah.
I mean, what difference would it make to me if I'm producing enough electricity, largely, to handle my own electrical needs? And every once in a while, I may turn on the computer and the iron at the same time and need a little bit of electricity from the grid, so I decide I'll hook up to the grid. And I don't want to waste the electricity that I'm generating, so I'll sell it for something. What if I sell it for a third of what I buy it for? No big deal. No loss to me.
Right, you're not doing any of the work.
My windmill's producing whether or not, you know, because what happens is the windmill will shut off. Well, not shut off. It still spins.
Yeah.
But it doesn't produce any power once my batteries are charged.
Right.
When I'm no longer running on batteries, you know, then I would need to step off the grid.
I'd take a credit. I mean, I wouldn't require them to cut me a check or anything like that. I'd just take a credit in case I needed the power.
They can work all kinds of scenarios. But the law, the government has gotten involved because these damn greenies have said, "Whoa, we've, oh my God, electricity, it's ruining the world."
1-800-259-9231 allows you to comment, bring up whatever you want. Hour 3 is on the way. We'll hear from Brad, maybe Joe as well, and take your calls. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Store up.